Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good. Thank you, Pastor Ken. Thank you, Pastor Ken. Yes, before I share the word of God today, I'm going to ask my wife to give, you know, a few words today to the people of this precious church today.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I think I said it when I was here preaching at the ladies' event. It's so good to be back and seeing faces that we haven't seen in so many years. Kids have grown. My goodness. Kids that I saw back then when they were little, like Pastor Kay was there a couple of days ago, and she said, well, the kids have grown, but it's so good that we can keep the connections. It's so good that we can all worship the Lord together. And I'm not going to take much time because I know our time is very limited, but we always feel so good. Pastor Ken, Pastor Kate, thank you so much for being that stepstone that God used to launch us back into ministry. We are forever grateful. This church is the one that welcomed us when God had us in a process of restoration, in a process of regeneration. And we are so grateful that you always opened your hearts. And I'm going to cry. You always open your hearts and to welcome us and to help us be restored as a family and also restore our ministry as well. Thank you so much. I don't think we ever say it enough, but God really used you to get us back into our feet, to finish that process that he had started 2 years prior to coming here. So thank you so much. God bless you, everybody. Now be ready because God's going to speak to your heart today. You have not come just to a regular service. You have come to a morning of revival. Yes. And I believe that truly. I know that when the word of God is released this morning, miracles are going to happen. Your hearts are going to be changed. Your lives are going to be transformed. And all you need to do is just be open to receive what God has prepared for you. So God bless you, everybody, and congratulations on 50 years.
Amen. Amen. That was so fast, you know. When she always says something before I preach, she takes like, you know, 10 minutes. So I always have to share, you know, half of the offering with her after the service. Just kidding. So good to be back here. We were here in 2012, and God did amazing things in our lives. We have something that I always call not just restoration or renewal in our lives, in our ministry, also restitution. And I think, you know, many of you can be a witness of how the Lord used Pastor Ken and Pastor K too. I know that you don't like, you know, that title of things, but, you know, you are one flesh, you know, and God is using you, Pastor, because you got a good helper beside you. And we honor you too. We honor you too. And I want the secret. Come on, give it to me. Yeah. I want the secret, you know, because we were talking yesterday with my wife. You know, we were coming back from a conference. She was preaching in a ladies' conference, and we were coming from Toronto. And I say, how Pastor Ken can be the same person? He don't age not even an inch, you know. And you know, if he's walking and running, you know, if you see the picture, right? He's still the same. You know, he don't change anything. Pastor, please give me the secret. I know what is the secret, the anointing of God. Okay, we're going to go to the word of God. I just have 2 hours to preach right now, so we got to go quickly. So we're going to go to the first slides. If you have there, nice slides, slide. Yeah, sorry, as you know, well, maybe you don't know, English is my second language. I have a name that's actually not a Spanish name. My name is Niels, right? Niels. So my name is not Pedro, Juan. You know, people can call me Pedrito. No, don't call me Pedrito. That's not my name. My name is Niels. So we're going to go quickly to the Word of God, and we're going to go to the first verse, and that's going to be our verse today. And I have actually 25 minutes to preach. Matthew 16, verse 18 to 19. And I want you to refocus your understanding of who you are in Christ. Because sometimes, you know, the church is lacking the revelation of who you are in Christ. And the power that you carry inside of you because of the Holy Spirit. Because you host the Holy Spirit. Because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to refocus your understanding of who you are as a church of God. Say with me, I'm the church of God. Come on, say it like you believe. Come on. Come on, come on. I'm the church of God. Come on. We're going to activate something today here. Because I was praying yesterday, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I'm going to do miracles, amen, signs, and wonders. I don't know. The Lord is talking to me about bones to be healed. The Lord is talking to me about blood to be healed. Hearts, high pressure will be healed. Do you believe that with me? Let me tell you something. God is still doing miracles. Yes. That guy there, you see, Alberto. Alberto, can you stand up, please? Yes. He, no, stay there. Stay there. Don't. He's going to come to preach. No, no, no. You're not going to preach. He is a miracle of God. Yes. He's my right hand in the church. He's a man, faithful man, with a heart for the Lord, to serve the Lord. But he was sick with COVID. He was 3 months with no response. So he was connected, sorry, in a coma. He was connected, you know, he wasn't doing anything. So every doctor tell the wife and say, you know, you got to start, you know, looking for something else right now. Somebody else, because he's going to die. But the church start to pray because we know that God is still doing miracles. So we started speaking the word of God because nothing is more powerful than the word of God. I'm going to go to this side. Nothing is more powerful than the word of God. Amen. Nothing is more powerful than the word of God. Amen. So when you speak the word, you are making a decree in the spiritual realm that will change everything in the natural realm. Yes. After 3 months of coma, now he's serving God again. You know why is that? Because God is still the same. He never changed. He is still doing miracles yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. Sorry. 20 minutes. Come on. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Okay. Matthew 16, verse 18 to 19. Now, we're going to read this verse together. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to move here so you can see there. Okay, and I also say to you that you are what?
Peter.
That means rock or little rock. And on this rock I will build what? That's you and me.
Yes.
Jesus is the foundation, but you are the building. Everybody here represents a brick and the building of the kingdom of God. So you are important for what the Lord's going to do in this new generation. I'm going to go down. That's okay? I'm excited about this. Listen, listen, church. Listen, listen. This is important. You and I, we carry the power of the Almighty God. Inside of us is the Holy Spirit moving. The same Spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from death now is inside of you. So everything is not according to the power of the Holy Spirit have to go. So I'm speaking right now to your body to receive healing if you are sick.
Yes.
I'm declaring right now healing in your body because God promised healing in our bodies.
Yes.
By his stripes, what?
Yes.
Come on, say it like you believe it. By his stripes, what? We are healed. He never changed. The problem is right now the church is more filled with knowledge and information, the actually revelation of the word of God. Do you remember COVID? Remember that we were so informed about COVID, about the sickness, about the virus, and then everybody started making, you know, so big this COVID thing. That was so big, they actually take the place of God in the church. Then we see families destroyed, divided. Because somebody's vaccinated, the other one is not vaccinated. So the enemy fulfilled his purpose, his assignment to divide the church.
That's right.
Because when a church is united, nothing can stop the move of the Holy Spirit in that church. So when a church is united, let me tell you something. God will move with power and authority. And nothing can stop the power of God moving in the church of God. When we understand, oh, who God is and actually the assignment that you carry because God saved you, everything changed around. So then what happened? So COVID was so big, and we have so much information about COVID, but we don't have any revelation about the God who actually can defeat any sickness. So, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I want everybody to read the next part, please. Come on. And I'm going to read it again. Come on, come on, come on. So this is an indication that the enemy has no business when you rise up. Amen. I don't know if you're looking for your family to be restored. I don't know if you're still waiting for your son and your daughter to come back to the church. But I don't know what you're waiting for. But let me tell you something. Hell cannot stop the power of the Holy Spirit when you believe. I want to open your understanding, your revelation of the power of God that you carry right now. Can we go to the next slide? Next slide. Next slide. Please. Thank you. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Or what? Heaven. Say with me, heaven.
Heaven.
Earth. Earth. Say with me, supernatural.
Supernatural.
Natural. When God gives you the keys of the kingdom, the indication is he gives you access. If you have access, nobody can lock the door. You get it or not? Right? When you carry the keys, nobody can lock the door. Can close it, but you possess the key. So that's an indication that you have access. If you have access, everything, every resource of the kingdom belongs to you. Put your hands up 1 second and make a declaration with me. Say with me, I have the resources of the kingdom. Come on, I have the resources of the kingdom. Everything that the kingdom have is mine because my Father owns everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, give it to him. That's the God that we serve. I speak Spanish. I try to speak English. And I speak tongues. If you don't understand something of the message, don't blame me. Blame Pastor Ken. Because he invited me. No, just kidding. I make that joke the first time I preach in this church. So I want to make it again. Amen. So listen, church. I want to challenge your faith today. Not just to come to this precious church, this, you know, celebrating 50 years of life. I want you to understand if the church don't wake up, we're not going to celebrate another 50. The church have to wake up and reposition themselves in the place of authority that we carry because of the blood of Jesus. We need to stand up and wake up and make sure our voice is heard wherever we go. The church lost their voice. If somebody wants to know anything about what's going on in the future, people is looking for other sources. They're supposed to come to the church and ask for direction in the church. Why? Because the church has to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knows everything. The intimacy of the desire of God is revealed through the Holy Spirit. So when we are connected through the Holy Spirit, we receive revelation. Information is no revelation. Information is just knowledge. Revelation comes from heaven. It's not just enough for you to know that God can heal. You need to have the revelation that he is the one who can perform a miracle right now, not tomorrow. Don't find another source of anything that you need. Just come to the Lord because he is the one who can actually change everything in 1 second. 1 second. And I believe God is in this moment, in this place. And I believe God is going to do something in your life today. And I believe God is going to activate the gifts of the Spirit that you carry for many years, but nobody say anything about those things. I believe, and the people that know me, they know that we believe in the move of the Holy Spirit. We actually live in a revival in our church. We are seeing people getting delivered from drugs, from addiction, people coming to the Lord every Sunday. People receive healing, cancer-free. Tumors disappear. We are seeing that. Why? Because we want to honor God. Church, we're not special. We just want to believe the Lord so you can do the same. A revival is not for one church. It's for the whole city, for the whole region. And God is calling this church to understand their position of influence. 50 years, my God. That's faithfulness. That's endurance. And the most difficult trials, they're there. I can see my brother here. They're here from, I think, from the first year of the church, right? They were here, you know, when they were just, you know, a few months old. So what I want to say to you today is this, church. We need to wake up. It's no more time to waste. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. How you know that, Pastor? Holy Spirit revealed that to you? No, because you can see everything around. You can see the signs around, whatever is happening right now. We don't have to accept the lies of the enemy in the church. We need to bring the light and the truth of God into the world. That's our calling, church. That's what the Lord is calling you to do in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So I will give you the keys of what? Come on, say it. The kingdom of what? So Jesus never preached a religion. So Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a sign of citizenship. So we belong to Christ. Christ is the king who represents the kingdom. We are the ambassadors and also children of God. So whatever Jesus did more than 2,000 years ago, they're supposed to be happening right now too through the church.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And how many is ready to go? To do what the Lord called you to do. To do your assignment in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It's not like, you know, the guy, you know, that tried to cross, you know, Niagara Falls, right? That's the way you say Niagara? Sorry. You know. The fall. God bless. You know, the people of my church, you know, I believe everybody's going to heaven. Not because just they're good people, because they understand me when I preach every Sunday. It's a special place for them in heaven. So, you know, that guy tried to cross, you know, from the States to Canada, you know, in a little cable. Yes. So he started, you know, doing it, you know, and he go and he come back, right? And he say, oh, everybody clapping, you know. They were so happy to see that. And he say, how many believe I can put a chair in my shoulder and go back again and go there to the States and come back? Everybody say, hey, we believe. Hey, everybody share, you know. He start doing it. He come back. And then he say, how many believe I can, in this chair right now that I have in my shoulders, put a person and go into the States and come back? Everybody say, we believe, we believe. He say, I need right now a volunteer. Everybody was quiet. And I just want to move your emotions. I want to activate your spirit. And I just want to talk to your mind. I want to talk to your heart today. Because the assignment of the church is needed to be fulfilled right now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. Can we go to the next slide, please? This is what happened right now with the church. It filled itself with information more than revelation. Next one, please. It's time to reposition ourselves. Next slide, please. I will build my church. Oh, this is powerful. And health. Cannot. Can't. It's not possible. So there's no way the enemy can have authority over you. You have the authority over the enemy. The enemy has to be under your feet. You get it? You get it? That's revelation. It's three things I always ask my church when I'm preaching. Not translation, some three other things. What I ask always my church is to have expectancy.
Yes.
Expectancy. Are you coming to church just to hear songs and the new song of the radio? Not radio now, that's old style. Spotify, you know. You come into church just to hear, you know, a good message. Pastor Ken is a good teacher, amazing teacher. You come in here to get equipped.
Yes, yes.
So your gift can be used for the kingdom's sake. The second thing that I always ask the church is to react. To react. I have the expectation. Now I will react. And the third one is to receive. Because if you don't receive or you don't get what is yours today, somebody else will get it. Then don't complain later and say, why God is using that person? Well, because that person received something that you don't want to receive. God is talking to the church. I will build my church and hell cannot take control over it. Cannot dominate it. It's time, church, to understand this. Next slide, please. Jesus is the foundation of the church, but the building that is built on the top is, say, me. Say, me. Next slide, please, because I don't know if you have time to do this. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we're going to read this together. Come on. Therefore, come on. Has made you to shepherd of. He purchased what? With his own blood. Say with me, I have the DNA of God in me. Hallelujah. That DNA makes you unique. That DNA give you authority. That DNA give you a place of authority. Now you can command and destroy the lies of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. That's who you are. That's the power of the church. That's your calling, church. That's who you are. So it's time, church, to take a step of faith. And I'm going to ask you this today because I have 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes? I saw Pastor Ken look in the watch, so I know that's... that's the key to start looking for the exit of this message. Now, I'm gonna ask you today to open your heart for your assignment.
Yes.
Can we go to I think it's the last verse that we have, so we can go finish this. Now, Ephesians, 1 John. 1 John, keep going, that one, listen, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, now, but listen, it's talking about who? Jesus, right? But Jesus is not here now. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, but the good thing is, he established his body here. So it's talking about the church. Listen, for this purpose, the church of God was manifested. That he, the church, might destroy the works of the enemy. The devil, stinky devil. So take a step of faith today. Yes. And come to your assignment. Stand up. Stand up. Come to your assignment today and receive from the Lord what is actually yours. You are here not just to take part. You are here to take dominion. Yes. You have inside of you the assignment of dominion. And dominion is to establish the kingdom of God in this earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want, you can do this prayer with me right now. And I want to activate in you the gift, the assignment that you have. Nobody's obligated to do it. Just, you know, if you want to do it, do it. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, today, Father, through the blood of Jesus, Father, I activate today. Father, the assignment that I have in you, Lord, to establish your kingdom. And Father, to be your son and your daughter, wherever I go, your kingdom will be established. And the enemy will flee in Jesus' mighty name. I receive it today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.